The Fresco House, modern for 250 years. At first casual glance, the Fresco House in the town of Egelfing appears to fit seamlessly into the typical buildings of the region. Most obvious characteristics are the historically painted facades with their religious motifs and the trompe-l'oeil architectural designs around windows, doors, and on corners. Frescoes of this quality could only be afforded by the most wealthy families, so decorations like these, in addition to the sheer size of the buildings, send a quite clear message. Indeed, the owner, who built the house in 1792, was proud of his remarkable success. A marker on the house front memorializes Josef Dichtel, his French wife, Eleonora, and their astounding story. Dichtel was born here under the most rough and crude circumstances, but he proved his mettle and earned a fortune in the Seven-Year War in Russia. He was even made a nobleman. The married couple commemorated the event by constructing the fresco house in his birthplace, an unusually detailed and elaborately designed aristocratic home. From the outside, it is not very apparent, but fortunately, the Mack family bought the house in the 1970s and renovated it in a manner that would have done the original owners proud. The highly motivated restorers invested a great deal of time, money, and expertise to preserve the original building and created an open, living memorial. Make an appointment, and a family member will give you a tour of the house and explain how the fresco house was built at a turning point in European history. The Dichtel family, who also founded a school for the town, was proud of their success and showed it. A double staircase, like the one in the fresco house, was normally found only in palaces, and it was built with only the best materials and the latest construction methods. At the same time, fascinatingly painted doorways tell the story of the self-made millionaire's life from rags to riches. This is a clear indication that a modern spirit was spreading at the end of the 18th century, because new wealth that had actually been earned had not previously counted for much. Only inherited titles and money were considered appropriately aristocratic. Dichtel and his wife obviously saw things differently, though, making them and their prestigious home models for our modern-day tastes. Enjoy a captivating tour through the house, garden, and restoration workshop for insights into one of the most important epochs in European history.